Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about all the crazy things that happened, between the shows during the week. Maybe it was, maybe it was something that happened last weekend after the show or this weekend after the show. This is just one of those things where we kind of put everything together and have a good time with it. Well, I'm out of the studio today, but I just wanted to give you a quick update on the week and happy January. We got so many things going on right now. I'm in a busy time of year for Around the House. We've got wild things happen. I want to say thanks to Chicago out there for bringing us on for 2 hours. And you can catch us now on WCGO 7 to 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings. So prime time home improvement Saturdays. We've got a lot of projects coming up. Head over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. You'll see me post up later on today. Did a toilet install for More Good Day Oregon in Portland. And pretty cool little toilet. So I want you guys to take a peek at that. Something different. Something nice. And I even used one of those, new toilet wax rings that don't have the wax on the outside. So I want to show you how those work as well. So you'll see that in a TV segment. But we've got a lot going on this week. I'm getting ready here to be heading off to Las Vegas for the International Building Show and the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. Both of those are going to be really busy, so make sure you catch us on Facebook. We're going to be taping some shows and stuff early, so because of my travel schedule and being out of town, I'm giving a ton of seminars this time of year out there, so make sure you catch Around the House on tour out there if you're in the building or design trades out there, because we'll be giving lots of shows. But I just wanted to say hey and say thank you, everybody, for the success of 2019. We definitely had our challenges, and we talked about those last week's show, but I just want to say thank you again for all of that. And this weekend show, we got a fun one ahead. We're going to be talking about DIY challenges and fails and what those things on average will cost you, as well as a bunch of other different stuff. We've got a ton of different little things. It's not going to be a show about one subject at all this week. We've got a ton of little things going on. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook Live when we're recording these shows. It's going to be typically on Tuesdays that you'll see us doing Facebook Live. So make sure you check around on Facebook, Around the House there, G, for that. And then, we've got a lot of great stuff ahead. This week's been fun to watch. And we'll recap this as well this weekend a little bit on CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Lots of new little stuff happening out there. And you're going to see a lot of it relates to homes because there's so many smart home things going right now. It's interesting. The CES is 1 week. There's a week for them to tear that down and build it back up again. And then it turns into the International Building Show in the same building. So it's pretty amazing watching stuff come in and out of that place. And there's a lot of hard work that goes into all of that. Well, this week I want to talk a little bit about just some energy savings around your home. It's January. It's really tough out there. And just be very careful out there because all across the country, this is definitely the cold time of year. So be very careful with some of your winter pipes and things like that because, you know, you can have some serious problems if you get out there below freezing in older homes especially, and you can get some pretty good freezes going. It's kind of funny here in the Portland area where I'm located, of course, is we have a pretty temperate climate because we get a lot of moisture coming off the Pacific. So we don't traditionally get a lot of snow here in the Portland area. Mountains, of course, great skiing all year round in some places. It's not really that big a deal. But in Portland, you know, we don't take snow well. It's kind of like like Seattle. They don't take snow well either. And they just don't invest in snow plows because there could be a year we don't get any snow at all. And there could be multiple years we don't. Or it gets a couple inches and then it rains and it goes away. But we always have a great time around here watching everyone freak out. We talk about the great kale shortage of last year because it was hilarious. Everybody went to the grocery store because snow was coming. And you'd think this was a hurricane. This isn't what your normal Midwest snowstorm is. This is really, it gets kind of crazy. Everybody starts stocking up like it's, you know, we're coming in for a huge natural disaster. And I like people being prepared, but all the news organizations were standing in front of, and it was hilarious, standing in front of the produce section, and all the kale bins were empty. So everybody calls it the great kale shortage of 2019, which is pretty dang funny. But anyway, long story short, we have snow in the forecast for next week and some 20s and maybe even some teens, depending on what you look at as far as highs. And of course, when you're that far out, the weather is pretty unpredictable. They're having a hard time nailing things down a week out. But nonetheless, oh my gosh, this is breaking news here. It is, you'd think it was a hurricane coming into town here. And there is, all the preparations are getting ready to happen. Of course, it's the week that I'll be getting ready to travel. So Murphy's Law says that's the week it's going to go sideways on weather. And we fully understood that when I was planning on this almost a year ago. Last year, I was in Vegas for the International Building Show. It even snowed there and it just shut the airport down. So it was pretty dang funny. Well, we got some fun shows coming up here ahead too. I want you to stay tuned for. We're gonna be doing some electrical shows. I gotta get that on the schedule here. I want to bring in Bill Sickens from the User Friendly Show. I want to bring him on board and talk about kind of his recaps coming up in the next few weeks on CES and see what we can get going with him and see if we can make some things happen on that. I want to do a tile episode really on tiling again, because that's another one of those hot subjects that I would love to make sure that everybody's doing the DIY projects correctly and we can have some fun with that. Well, one thing too, I want you to just keep in mind out there with this weather this time of year, and we've been talking about it, is just watch that temperature in your house. Watch, keep those doors open, especially if you're not used to the cold. You know, if you're not used to these cold temperatures coming in, make sure you keep the faucets outside covered up, hoses disconnected, all those great things, and you'll be better off. I'm actually, quite frankly, if we do get snow, looking forward to it, because I've got a brand new Greenworks snowblower that's still sitting there in the box that I need to dust off, and I want to do a review on it, but I can't do it when it's 45 degrees and raining outside, which option two is to head up to Mount Hood and have some fun up there. So that's going to be, if we don't get any snow, that's where we'll be filming some DIY type snowblower stuff, and we'll be having a good time with that. Well, everybody, have a great week. This is kind of just a little smorgasbord of stuff of keeping your house together. Make sure you get those doors and stuff. Doors and windows are such great energy loss this time of year. And there's easy ways to do that. You know, just keep them sealed up. I've got to go through and do a little work on mine. I've got that metal type door closure where they've got the two pieces of kind of aluminum that close over the top, and mine are all banged up from previous people at this house. So I got to do a lot of work on mine to get mine completely dialed in. Well, hopefully next week we'll be in the new studio for Around the House, in my own home studio, and TV stage that we're going to be doing. So hopefully we'll be ready for that, and we'll be out of the mobile studio here. But stay tuned for that. And everybody have a great rest of the week. Tune in tomorrow for the Around the Toolbox special. We'll be talking about some stuff with the trades, and of course, all the new stuff coming up in 2020. All right, everybody, have a great week. Happy Wednesday. See you on Saturday. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.